I just got scared the shit out of me when Maddie and Kate just showed up. What's up, guys? Literally just jumped out of my skin over here at New Town Radio. Got to lock those doors, I guess, huh?
Shaking.
What's up, guys?
Nothing.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, huh?
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, you were in prime form upstate this weekend.
Yeah, talk about it. What are you guys doing? What are you up to?
We came here to scare the shit out of you.
It worked. Thanks for the brew.
No problem.
Cheers. Kate, you're in town, huh?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Nice. Good stuff. Let's see.
So what the hell's going on the internet tonight?
Well, we got all sorts of good stuff going on the internet here on Crest Never Sleeps, New Town Radio.
Yeah, I know.
We got good stuff. Good stuff. We got a interview with Vasca tonight out of Austin that we're going to be playing.
All right.
Yeah, should be good times. You know.
D-beat.
Yeah, kind of D-beat stuff. All Spanish lyrics. Broaden your horizons and whatnot.
Oh, they're close to that's close to Mexico, right? Austin.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I think it's a couple hours. Kate, right? It's like 2 hours away.
Closer than here.
Hour
right?
away. I think it's a little closer.
I live
than
in
here.
Ridgewood, so you never know.
Yeah, it's out Ridgewood way, but like a little bit farther than that.
No kidding.
Yeah, who would have thunk it? You guys really scared me there. So, what are you guys thankful for this Thanksgiving holiday?
We walked in and Reed's like adjusting his headphones. He's got his tie-dye T-shirt on and stuff. There's nobody else in sight in the room, and he's just like, he's jiggling with his headphones. He's just going.
Well, you know, I got stuff in my throat a lot. I gotta clear that shit.
Yeah. Well, no, your head was like churning, and then Kate just rubbed his sides. He's like, he's like a worm coming out of his cocoon. Well, I guess a butterfly. You look like one with that shirt on.
Thanks, man. Just trying to keep it seasonal, you know.
Nah, you got it.
You know, because it's funny, because like literally, like at any point other than the last like 15 seconds, I would not have had my headphones on. It would have just been like sitting around.
Well, we've been peering through the door waiting for you to put them on.
Oh, really?
No.
No. It was just serendipity is what you're saying.
I mean, yeah. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's this movie.
What is that like?
It's this movie from back in the day.
Or something?
Yeah.
Is it?
John Cusack.
Oh, right. I'm thinking of Hope Floats with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, it's Hope Floats, too. Did you see that one?
No, but my buddy Getray used to, every time he would rent a movie, he would go, he'd open it up, he'd be like, you know, it's supposed to be like Terminator 2. He'd be like, what the fuck, Hope Floats again? Like, we should get him to call in. Oh, yeah, if you guys want to call in, give us a call at 347-725-4163. Tell us your favorite Sandra Bullock movie.
Give us a call! 347-725-4163. Speed 2. Was she in Speed 2? Do you know? Anyone see that? Hey, if you saw Speed 2, let us know Sandra Bullock's in it.
Let us know if Jack Lemmon only had one thumb in that.
All right, I guess I'm going to announce these songs real hastily. Starting off with some Kulo out of Chicago. Off of their 2011 Toxic Vision EP. Brain Candy and Toxic Vision. Toshiba Eco Utility. Eco mode is turned off. Oh, I guess I don't know why it's turned off. They put it. I got a new computer. It's getting bright.
The song's called Click Here for more details.
After that, we played some Hounds of Hate out of, I think, between Pennsylvania and New York.
Oh, these are ones
there.
You already played.
Yeah, these are ones we already
played.
Oh,
heard. I missed the beginning.
Yeah, this was the earlier stuff. We played No Redemption 7-inch. Song is called Blood from a Stone. And then we played two songs by Porcaria out of really close to Mexico, McAllen, Texas, right on the border there. Songs are called Policia and Porcaria. And and you know, that's what's going on. So we got to go upstate this weekend. Got to see my family. Then we got to get rowdy on
Oh yeah, we Friday got to see the Stumbling Mumbling Reed. That's my favorite. To be honest.
I got to be Maddie's favorite for a night.
You guys get like the stone cold, straightforward like Deed Rumley here, but oh lordy, it gets so much better. Yeah, he turns into Royd.
Well, we got a couple
Royd Funley.
We got a couple Jenny original tall cans here in the studio, so we'll see what happens in the next 45 minutes.
Oh, Evan Williams is here too.
Oh boy. So we're gonna kick back on a little Evil Willie here in the Newtown Radio Studio. If you want to give us a call, feel free 347-725-4163. Shithawkpunks.blogspot.com. Listen to Crust Never Sleeps. Newtown Radio here with Deed Runley, Maddie V, and Cade up in the studios here in Bushwick. Tonight we're going to have an interview that we did with Voska, and we're pretty much going to get into that there. This is done back in June, all the way in June.
June! June!
Ha! So we're going to play a song by Voska first, and then we're going to get into that interview. You know, we'll play two songs by Voska and then get into that interview. Passing the Funyuns, listening to Crust Never Sleeps, Newtown Radio. This one's called Poor K.
Patio of Beerland with Voska. What is today? Sunday of Cast and Teos. You guys want to start off with your names, what you play, and where you're originally from?
Eddie, vocals, Alamo, Texas.
I'm Logan. I'm from Plano, Texas. I play bass.
I'm Matt. I play drums, and I'm also from Plano, Texas. Hi, I'm Victor. I play guitar, and I'm from McAllen, Texas.
My tape recorder didn't just work.
Wait, what about it?
Yeah, we noticed.
It was cool.
Yeah, this fucking Ghostbusters shit on, you know what I mean? Like, I thought, from New York, Ghostbusters, I had some protein pack, proton pack, whatever.
Yeah, I look like it would work, right?
Kinda, man, it does. You look so professional, you just fucking biffed it, you know what I mean? You biffed it, dude.
Biffed it. So, what's up with the no skull policy?
Oh, that doesn't have anything to do with us. That was our friend Flo, who's releasing our next record, has the no skull policy for his label, which I think has been broken by a few bands, but...
Yeah, Creekshog for one, honestly.
But I think we're gonna... Our friend Brian does all the art for our records, and we want to keep it consistent with the other ones, but maybe try to do it without a skull, so we'll see what he can come up with.
There's skulls and everything else?
Yeah. I have complete faith in Brian Miller. I think he can do something cool without skulls.
Yeah. So would you guys rather have your genitals completely frozen into a block of ice or be tickled for 8 hours straight?
None of the above.
I'd rather be tickled.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be tickled too. Yeah, I don't mind being tickled at all. That's how they do
it. I'm not even very ticklish anymore.
There was a point where you were?
Yeah. When I was younger, my dad would tickle me and I was ticklish, but I'm not anymore. I'm hilarious.
Is that why you have problems?
No, it's everywhere.
Where did your dad tickle you?
My dad is a good man. He would not do that.
Math bomb.
He is. He's a good man.
What shows did you guys hit up this weekend? And what was really good?
Crazy Spirit.
Crazy Spirit is the shit. They're very good. For me, I saw a lot of bands. I was really stoked to see Kill Tulaki. I think they're one of the coolest like hardcore bands right now. But I think Doom and Astacask were like the highlights for me, which is kind of crazy because they're like the oldest bands. I think they sounded the best and had the most enthusiasm, and I don't know, I think they were the best ones.
I had a lot of fun watching Axeman, and Mammoth Grinder was great as well.
I think Big Frieda stole the fest personally.
I didn't get to see that.
I think Big Frieda and Katie Redd stole it, honestly.
She always kills it.
I saw her during South By and it was the shit. It was really awesome, man.
What are the best spots to play at in Austin?
Shows, you can get them.
But there aren't too many of those, it seems like, right now.
Austin's had a big problem with like a house space opening up and doing really good for a while, and then somebody, you know, fucks it up and it gets shut down, so we have to keep moving them. And plus, since we're getting older, it's harder to have those kind of connections in those scenes. Like, Victor helps out a lot because he's a couple years younger than us. But we're at a thing where, like, we don't want to live in, like, punk houses anymore. We want to live in, like, clean places and shit, and you don't have bands all the time.
Yeah, Victor doesn't live in a clean place.
No, except for Victor because he's young.
You live in a dirty place when he's 30.
What? My house is clean right now. Have you been over lately?
Right now.
You had fucking fest all weekend. Your house can't be clean.
I think shows at Beerland are cool. It kind of sucks because it's 21 and up. That's the only thing that's kind of a bummer about it. But
it doesn't really affect it too much because everybody in Austin's old. So I really don't know that many young punks at all.
But as far as pushing your morals to the side for a night, that's the only thing that kind of sucks about it. But otherwise, the people here are really rad and... It's a good little space, and the stage is small, and the sound is pretty good nowadays. And
yeah, the sound guys here are usually pretty fucking on it. Yeah, good guys.
So I've got one more night in town. What food should I eat this evening?
Barbecue, probably.
What do you like?
Pluckers.
I've been to a couple barbecue spots here. I mean, I went to that truck multiple times. I went to Sam's and got some tacos. Actually, where's the best tacos?
I have
window Taco Max, easy. Yes.
My favorite tacos are at this place, Torchy's. They have a fried avocado taco.
So white people shit.
Yeah, that's white people shit.
I don't care. Sorry, man. It's a good taco. I mean, taco's a taco.
You need to look up Taqueria Arandas. Look at that place.
Runberg and Lamar and find some Mexico shit.
Downtown. Get away. Like, start to go to where you start seeing people panhandling. There's where the good tacos are.
All the taquerias are totally good. Torchy's is not like that. It's a different kind of taco, but it's my favorite taco. I think it's the best one.
I'm so upset right now. And we've argued about this before, and I love you so much. And
the meanest from tacos. I mean, you spend $6 and you get like so much fucking food, like two tacos.
Do you eat a cow's tongue?
Definitely love tongue tacos.
The kind of tacos I want to get, you know.
So tender.
You need cow cheek. You need some cheek in there.
Also, I'm the only vegetarian here, so I like the vegetarian tacos there. Well, never mind that. So maybe I should never have said anything. You guys gotten the tripe tacos here at all? I saw a tripe taco yesterday. I almost got it.
You know, but I don't really fuck with tripe tacos.
Is that tripas? I don't know what tripes are. I know what tripas are.
It's like a lamb intestine, I believe. It's kind of like a hairy, it's like pieces of meat, hair all over it.
Have you ever had that? Get some, yeah.
What it? Oh, yes, I have. I had a sip of it this morning. Yeah, I had some this morning, actually. I'm not very good at speaking Spanish. What are your songs about?
The last record was more about, more personal than political. Yeah, so it's just about life, my life, how I hate it, how I hate everyone, pretty much.
Right on. Do you guys have anything you want to say to our Spanish-speaking listeners?
Nothing at all.
I don't really speak Spanish very well.
Tírate unos picos, güey.
Vampiro, papi chulo, número uno, freestylero. Can you have him freestyle for the...
Nah, I'm fine. Wait till
the tape comes out.
Spanish freestyle, come on. It's for the mixtape, Eddie.
I ain't doing Spanish.
This is a great song. Fuck. You guys, no, I'm...
Contact us, we're wasting your time. I got shit going on, I got all types of shit to do.
Today, the final
hour. What shit you guys got going on today?
All this shit, man. Everything.
Showering.
I'm gonna take a shit
when I leave here.
I love taking shit.
Just took a shit inside. It was pretty solid. Had a lock on the door.
I'm clocking out. Finally. Clocking out of the fest. This is my fifth show.
Clocky again.
They're going to play pretty soon. You guys done any good tours?
Not us.
Oh, we did some shows in Europe.
Yeah,
that's true. We did... We're kind of weird. At this point, we've probably played like 25 shows in like 2 or 3 years. And most of them have been in Texas. And if they're not, would be like, where have we done?
Well, we...
Like New York.
Three of us are in other bands together. And then before, Logan and I were in Sacred Shock. And our bands kind of have incestuous members. So when the other bands would go on tour, sometimes all of us were there. So we'd play like Providence. And then play... Where else did we play? New York. But then the rest of the tour, we didn't play anywhere else. The same thing in Europe. When Desconocidos toured Europe, Logan was our roadie, so he played a show in Poland and a show in Germany and a couple in Spain. Just kind of random, you know. We never done...
Czech Republic was the funniest. Playing like, you're like, okay, we're going to play, and we hardly play, and we play in Czech Republic. We're like, weird.
Never done like a Vaska tour before. So. You guys ever go south of the border or anything?
Not with Vasco, but we've toured Mexico. I've toured Mexico 3 times.
Where's the best places to play in Mexico? Where are the best towns?
Everywhere,
man.
Country of the world, man.
Yeah, Mexico has the most punk people in the fucking world.
Except the realest punk in the world doesn't live in Mexico. He lives in Copenhagen.
Lad, the realest punk in the world.
He's the one that comes
punk.
Up.
He's the last punk.
The last punk.
You want to tell us anything more about him?
And he had to stop.
He got beat up by the cops and he spit blood in the cop's face and said, fuck you, I have AIDS.
Someone called him a faggot once and told him to suck his dick. He was like, okay, take it out. And he fucking bit the dude's dick. True story.
That's
punk. We lost him in San Francisco. We couldn't play a show because he was out with some girl. And the next day we found him sunburned like a fucking tomato. He looked cool.
He did look really cool. He was so sunburned. Gold tooth or silver tooth? He also got stabbed and the bone stopped the blade so he didn't die.
So what do you guys got coming up? You mentioned a release. What shows you got coming up? All that good stuff.
Show in town with Chromazone from Australia. And then
we're recording a new record.
Japan.
New 7-inch on Heart First at the end of the summer or something. Yeah. Heart First record.
I mean, our summer ends in October, so.
Yeah.
By the end of our summer, we'll have a new record.
Songs. That's what's going to happen. So if people want to find out more about what's going on with Vaska, how do they do that?
Storm by Records. read Maxim Rock and Roll, read zines,
book. I don't think you can find out about us on Facebook. We don't have a
get
page.
On
Facebook on
your BlackBerry.
Your BlackBerry. Find out about stuff.
Just get it together, man. Figure it out.
Do you guys have BlackBerries? I don't. iPhones.
One ever.
But it sucks really bad.
It only works after
I'm still punk.
You don't have a phone?
Yeah, I'm going to call him every fucking day. You need to get a phone. No. If we get paid, then I'll buy you a fucking phone. I'm giving you a
Cricket. I'm going to give you a Cricket razor, dude.
I have another one of these
if you want it. It just has a crack.
That's what you guys don't understand. No.
We're not. Smoke signal or nothing.
Exactly.
I'm going to get a long string.
I'm going to get you a homing pigeon. How about that? You send little messages and the pigeon.
I don't have a phone because I don't want you to call me. I don't want to go to practice. I don't want to do anything. I just want to show up and rock, you know?
How's that? You have a landline?
Nope.
No, he has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend with a phone. Can you use her phone?
Only when necessary.
All the fucking time. I talk to you every day on Drew's phone.
I have a work phone. My job provides a work.
Morning from work, and it's like...
I like that. No.
I think it's cool he does it. Last comments or shout-outs? Sorry.
I would like to... thank everyone.
How about that? We'll just get it all out of the way. Everybody's cool as shit. It's been a really fun time. Yeah.
In lockdown, ain't with us. People that are dead. People that are in jail.
Actually, let me make some shout-outs just to be nice. Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
We can both make shout-outs.
Let's go again at the same time.
Loving Heart First, 540 Records, all the Spanish punks, all the Mexico punks, all the Texas punks, Maximum, you know, whoever helped us out. Right?
That's
what a shout-out is. Am I doing, like, shitty thing? Like,
you're doing the good shout-outs, man.
I was trying to think. Yeah. Those are all direct.
I will thank some personal friends. And I thank Ryan Maloney.
Those are all... Getting an award or something. What the fuck, man?
It's just funny. Why can't I... I just like to say my friends' names on tape. It's funny. Ryan Maloney. Chris Olsch. Mike Robinson for lending me his guitar because I don't own one right now.
Shut it down.
Hey, I don't own a guitar. He lent me one. That's pretty nice. I mean, that's fine. Done.
All right. Thank you, Vasca. You're listening to Crossing Our Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
And so close to drowning, but I don't mind. I'll live inside this mental cave, throw my emotions in the grave. The hell who gives a minute with? We'll be right back.
Howdy Radio, listening to Crust Never Sleeps, Newtown Radio. Let's see. Starting that set off, we played a few songs by Vasca off of their 2009 demo. We played Porqué, Sufrir Hasta Morir, and Derecho a Vivir. And right in between those tracks, we played an interview that we did with Vasca. So thank you to those folks for taking the time to talk with us. After that, we played a few minutes of the A side of the Cruiser tape, Sunshine Woman, Cruiser out of Portland, Oregon. We played like half of the A side of that, which is just called Side A. And then we segued right into the Matty V Rock Block, starting off with Ghost of the Boner by Diarrhea Planet, then Burnout by Green Day, and She is Beautiful by Andrew WK. We got to see Maddie dance to it. Sitting here at the Newtown Radio Studios is your host, Deed Runley. We got Maddie V, Cade Stodds here in the studio. What's up?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Internet, give us a call. forget it.
You got to talk right into that bad boy.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, that one's kind of frugged.
No, it's not. I see the little thing going up and down.
Yeah, it's going up a little bit now, but you got to turn the gain way up.
Come on.
So, look, we got a special After Dark section here tonight. For the first time ever, we got Maddie V and Cade switching on and off on our weekly concert listings.
You ready, Cade?
And, Cade, you got to get right up on that with him. You got to be, like, practically smooching his cheek there. You guys got to. Matty's got. Kate. Well, if Kate stands up, it's kind of like you standing. Awesome. Hey, tell him about that double bubble can you got there.
I don't have one.
It's no fucking big deal. I had a can with a double bubble on top, called double bubble top can.
But anyways, the real good thing was we're all listening to music here.
All right, hold so on. This thing's all fucked up.
Wait, you unplugging my mic?
No, it's fucking. It's all cutting out. Yeah. This wire sucks. Here, keep going.
That's no big deal.
Ah, there it is.
Let's do the thing.
All right, let's do it. Wait, here. Do it on my mic, because that mic actually is all fucked.
All right. All right, so this is After the Dark. We're reading stuff that's happening, and you should go to it. We got Wednesday, 11:30. Oh, that's November 30th. $7. DBA. Don't be an asshole. We got Permanent Wave Benefit. We got Claire's Dairy. We got A Naco. We got Hey Babe. And we got the doggies. Oh, puppies. All right, next one.
All right, Thursday.
Gotta get right up on that.
Thursday, right on December 5th. We got.
December 1st.
First, whatever. My birthday's December 5th, so that's all I'm thinking
about.
$5 cover, I think.
Nationalist. Don't even read it.
Fuck off, man. All right. 8:30, Frighteners. 9:15, Abomination. 10 o'clock, Durians. 10:45, Mirrors, Wires. Dave Perry, DJ Maxwell. $3 PBR.
What is that? Maxwell 25. All right. Then we got Thursday, December 1st. Marvin Berry and the New Sound. Cruddy. Oh, it's on the same night as the other one, so you're really going to have to decide whether or not you want to go to Matchless or Punks on or Dirty Ones Clubhouse. We got Cruddy from Texas, Punks on Mars, Dirty Ones Clubhouse. That's on Myrtle Ave, 924. $5 all ages. Cheap beer for sale. As if cheap beer wouldn't emphasize that it was for sale.
All right. Friday, December 2nd. Sorry. Oh, it's at The Place for $8. We got Cruel, Blood Crow, Butcher, Nomad, Deformity, Board Gang.
All right, this is a long one here. We got Friday, December 2nd, 2011, Rational Animals, Rochester's Finest. Think late era Black Flag meets Amp Rep, Noise Rock, and Jesus Lizard. MRR loves them. LOL! Brown Sugar. Buffalo's Finest, hard to describe, but it's like snotty 80s hardcore with a huge dose of insanity. Their new LP is incredible. Next up, Nuclear Spring. Not Brooklyn's Finest, but good.
Street punk from Brooklyn featuring members of Nomos, Cream, and Natural Law. Herzog Rising. Fucked up bluesy punk in the vein of Sam Haim. Ex-divorce money. At the Stolen Sleeves Collective. 7 o'clock. $7, $8. 8 o'clock. No booze. No drugs. No fun. Not there. Oh, just joking. I actually will be at that show. I just sounded like Kramer reading a movie phone. And that whole time.
Hey, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was good, pretty good, right?
Good work.
Yeah. Fusilli Jerry.
Fusilli Jerry.
You're up, Cade.
All right, Cade, you're up.
I thought you were taking over.
No.
Okay, Friday. Still the second. So after.
Oh, there's a lot of these.
What the fuck?
No, we'll stop him eventually.
Really?
We're only going to go Zulus, through the
Hunters,
the
Cruddy, Enumerators.
Next up, we got Saturday, December 3rd, Hardcore Matinee. That means daytimes, you fuckers. Wait, who?
Nothing.
Oh, Best Friends? Yeah, Cruddy. That's the other show on December 2nd, DBA. What is DBA?
That's my audio.
Oh, okay. Like, everyone's supposed to know. I thought it meant don't be an asshole. Anyways, maybe that's
what they're like out there, too.
Oh. Saturday, December 3rd, Hardcore Matinee.
I haven't been to Death by Audio since you weren't there that night.
The last time I went there was to see MC Chris. Last
time I was there. Wait, what, at Shit's that, like, great. Release show?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No, I left because MC Chris was just, he was just handing out toys the entire time.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome, but I couldn't get up to the row, the front row.
Damn.
I was in the back one. Anyways, December 3rd. It's a Saturday. It's during the day. 3 p.m. $5. Crazy Sprites, Savage Sex Guys, and two more TBA, DBA, Venue DBA, TBA.
All right, Cade, you're up.
All right, December 3rd, Tombs. The Year's One, Inhuman. Plus another one.
That's an ABC Maria.
All right, Maddie, you're up.
Saturday, December 3rd. They're all happening on the same fucking weekend.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
All right, yeah. All you guys, check out this, whatever. December 3rd. It's another one. Maybe you can make it to all of them. Maybe you can make it to none. But make it to this one. The Place. I don't even know where the fuck that is. $8. Perdition. Trudgeons. Aghast. Aspects of War. Zatsuin and Dead Reich. Best Middle Eastern punk bands you will ever fucking hear.
All right, last one, Cade. You got it. Bring us home, Cade.
Saturday, also December 3rd. Got Cream, Hounds of Hate, Haka, Go Deep. At the Stolen Sleeves Collective, 538 Johnson.
There's more.
$7. No booze, no drugs, no fun.
All right, we're gonna cut it there. That's the show that's going on the next week. Thanks, guys. That was really fun.
You're listening to. I'll say Crust Never Sleeps at the same time.
One, two, three.
Crust Never Sleeps!
At the same time.
Thanks for tuning in. It's been a great Tuesday with you. Hope you're staying dry out there in New York City.
Now we can listen to
MP3 later. Let's see. Oh, also, we played a couple records real quick, too. We played Generation by Fucked Up and Ha 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 by Flipper. And closing out, we're going to play a Neil Young song like we always do. This one's off of that Unplugged album that came out in 1993 called Old Laughing Lady. This is your host, Deed Runley, here in the studio with Maddie V and Cade.
It's my insulin pump. Oh. I got psoriasis!
Maddie's got really bad psoriasis and really bad diabetes, so... We'll be here. We'll probably like be partying for a while. So if anyone wants to give us a call, 347-725-4163. We'll see you back here next week, every Tuesday, 10 p.m. It's been a pleasure sharing this with you guys. Thanks for tuning in. This one's called Old Laughing Lady. And you guys got any last words before we close it out?
We're not off.
You got any little last words before we play the song at least?
Yeah. Go on YouTube and check out Tuning In. It's about channeling. It'll fucking open your mind. Blow it up.
Thank you. New John Radio.